You take the head of the bird of a korban and you burn it outside. Same like kazayis, the rosh itself, the head is not a kazayis, but a melech masim a kazayis, he salted it. And with the salt now you have a kazayis. Now what's halacha? Omele rabbi mipazik rav Ashi, rav Haina put to the Yechon Rishlokish. Who isn't this? The same machlokes the Yechon Rishlokish. If you can start something else to the meat. The Gemara says no. Tiboyim and Rabbi Yechon the Bogan Rishlokish. This is different. I can ask this shayla here by salt according to both of them. Tiboyim and Rabbi Yechon shayla according to Rabbi Yechon. Tiboyim and Rabbi Yechon. Maybe at can not come Rabbi Yechon host the Mele Etzem to mean the Bosu. When is bones mitzvara to the meat? Because it comes as part of the meat. The bone comes with the meat. Therefore the bone could be mitzvara. Have a Mele salt at the eating is something extra. The lad mina the bayon, it's not part of the yon, it's not part of the pigeon. Maybe it's not mitzvara to make a kizayis. So maybe I have a shayla to boy. The Mele says now also, and the yon who light, maybe it's not mitzvara to quote Rabbi Yechonin. And also to boy the Mele, I guess the same shayla quote Rosh Lakish. And come on, come on, Rosh Lakish, also Mele, the Polish minei, lav mitzvah suke. If the bone will come separate from the meat, everybody holds there's no mitzvah to burn the bone. The bone does not really be burnt, only when it's part of the meat. Have a look, but I thought it's better could be. The Polish, if the salt goes off from the yainam, mitzvah lasuke, the mitzvah to put the salt up and burn it again. So maybe here it is mitzvah, even according to the Shlokish. I do Malaysia, but no, there's no distance cycle. In the time, this would be a good topic. All be done by salt. If salt mitzvah, it's not a kizayah for the b'nai yainam, when you burn it bachut, or not. The Yishal are both according to the Shlokish and according to the Yechonim. Now it says the mixture of Yosef Milu Yaymer. So he says, when is there a parsha of our Lord's chutz? When you have a korban, if you burn a korban outside, only if the shechita was done betanim. If you shechted the korban inside, so then the pshat is the korban is fit to be burnt on the mizbeach. Now if you burn it outside, you have it. Then if you make a shechute chutz, and then our Lord's chutz, see how you put it. So I look at home, yes, that's what Yosef. Even if you make a shechita betanim, when you take the meat outside, there's a pre-yotzi before you burn it. So still the bosser is possible b'shash for burning it. So Moshe says, hey, should Rebbe talk of Rebbe Gvili? That Rebbe answers back to the Chomim for Rebbe Gvili and says like this. This is the story of Rebbe Gvili. Now the Shech of Bifanim, the Mala Bechut. You know why if you shech it inside the korban, and then you burn it outside your chayiz, Shech Mershach HaKosha. I'll call upon him, Rebbe Shechit, Rebbe Zrika, there was a Shas HaKosh, it was fit once this meat to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Therefore now there's a Chiyuv Koros to be burnt outside. Even though they're taking it out, it becomes Yotzei. But so what, it had a Shas HaKosh of them. But to them, if you want to tell me, the Shech HaKosh, where you shech the korban outside, or Ma'ala, because when you burn it outside, Shlohoyt was Shas HaKosh of them. They were never fitting for this meat to be burnt on the Mizbeach. Since right away the Shas HaKosh was done by Chutz, it's a full of the korban, it was never fit for this bosser to be burnt inside. Therefore, if you burn it outside, he'll be not kind of cold. Hey, Shiv, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Tachas of Yosef Lili. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon answers no, instead of Reb Yosef Lili. And what's his swarok? Like this. Mal, the Shaykh of Bifnim. You know why he says you can shech inside. And then the Mal, I hope you take him without Sabbath to Chayyuz, so it came Kodesh Mechavle. Because even though this Chalab Tzul Yosef and Nito, and you bring it out, but still the Locher is, Im Ono Le Yerdu, the Mizbech is Mekadashit, if it would go on top of the Mizbech, it would be, not to take it down. But Tiyama, you want to tell me, the Shechet Bachutz, in the case where you bring the whole korban outside first and shech it outside, Shem Kodesh Mekabnei, then even if now they would take the meat and put it on the Mizbech, it would be Yerdu. There's no Mizbech Mekadash. The rest of it never called Sit Mekanim, the rest of you bring it outside, you put it. The most of my denial, what's the difference between these two Tzvotim in the Dirk of Lili, where the Rebbe Mem Shat and Rebbe Mem Shimon, and Maziri, Shechita Shlai Viki Benayu. What's in it to Shach that inside the base Migdash at night time? Shechita Shlai Lo never had a Shach HaKosha, it was never fit to be burnt if he Shach it at night time. But still, the Mizbech would be Mekadashim. If it were on top of the Mizbech, it would be Lo Yerdu. Therefore, according to Rebbe Mem Shimon's Shach, the Rebbe Yisrael would agree that Shechita Shlai Lo would be Chayiv. If you Shach it below in the base Migdash, and then you burn it outside, you'd be chayyus. According to Rebbe, you'd be potter. It didn't have a shas hakosha. Rabbi Omar Kabbalah b'Klichol Mikibunayu. What's going to be, let's say, b'shas Kabbalah Saddam, he uses the Klichol. So you never had a good Kabbalah. So therefore, his bosser is not fit to be burnt, it didn't have a Shas HaKoshel. So in his Berech Lund and Kaddish, therefore, according to Rabbi Lezer, he'd be high the corn from Yeshiv. Yeah, then we have in the Mishnah Machlokes about Tomei Shochel Ben Kodesh. And Tanna Kama says, there's a claim of Tomei, whether he eats Kodeshim that Tomei or Kodeshim that Tomei, he's chayes. Now, saying that Yeshiv says no, when is the Lacha that Yechayev Kodesh, only if the claim of Tomei eats Kodeshim that Tomei. But if he eats Kodeshim that Tomei, then you're not chayes Kodesh. So that's the Chomei of that for Rabbi Yeshiv, why? Even though you are Tomei and eating Kodeshim that Tomei, but as soon as you touch it, you matamar anyway. So why are you chayiv there? And now it's the best that was tamar from before. So Moshe says the Chulod. Sha'apa kamen rabbonu rabbi yisag lili. The Chulod rabbonu time a good bat to be yisag lili. Like why do you say you chayiv if the boss restores? Anyway, when you touch it, you'll be matamar. So Moshe says, I'm a rabbi. Kol heichod de nitmah tumah saguf. If the claim became tamar first. Viyach ha-kach nitmah bosom. And then this meat became Tomei and Echanami. The Kuli Amal of Prejit Bechayis. Even Rabbi Yosef would agree that the Kain is Chayiv of Yisit. She came Tumma Saguf to Chorus. And the Tumma Saguf that Chorus was Chayiv was Chal first. In other words, Rabbi Yosef swore in the Mishnah because the old usually ain't Yisit Chal al Yisit. But over here, since the Yisit Tumma Saguf was Chal first, everybody, even Rabbi Yosef would agree that since the Kain became Tomei first, it's called Yisra upon him now, Peter's Kutchim, and later the Kutchim came to me, but I've already been high, of course. Keep reading, where's the Masekis? The Shenit me boss, and the case of the first boss that became to me. The Yachachach nit me aguf, and then the crane became to me. And the Yisrael, ain't Yisra Chalal Yisra, but since it's already after for the crane, Peter's meat, because it was to me, now when the crane becomes to me, then the Yisra is not called upon this meat. And like this, Rabbanim hold, I'm Minamigal. We are the four Migum. Migum now that the claim becomes Tomei. He is lost to eat any Kutchim, even Kutchim Tomei. So Migum used to call upon other pieces of meat, but first to call upon this piece of meat that's Tomei from before. Therefore, the Rabbanim say, you are Chayav Kores. So Rabbi Yehi said, really, Savar, now you are Mina Migum, I do not say Migum. Even though now when you become Tomei, it's lost to eat even Kutchim at four, so what? But the meat that was Tomei from before, since it was lost already from before, he owes any of the Chalisa. That's the question of Rabbi Yosi. Nehi de migul er minu. Ema chame don't say migul. But taisei tumas aguf te chamiri. But talk about tumas boso. Stam, let's say, an issa chome shibachal, on an issa kal. Even true, it was also a few teachers boso before him. But now that the claim became to me, there's a chief chorus. So what am I said, an issa chome should be chal upon an issa kal. On the Ravash, Ravashi says, me mai de tumas aguf chamiri. Who told you this for him? But the fact that Kain himself is Tomei. That's the Mohammed Yisrael. Dilma Tumas Basa Chamuya. Maybe the fact that meat was also was Tomei first. That's the Mohammed Yisrael. Can anyone tie the Mikvam? Because the meat was Tomei, there's no way to be Matayrus. Mashain Kain, the goof of the Kain, even though he's Tomei, he can go to the Mikvam. Who said that the Tumas the goof is Mohammed? Maybe the Tumas the Basa is Mohammed. That's what J.C. holds. If the boss was Tomei first, then we say, Ein Issa, Chal al Issa. Now the Mishnah says, Choyme ba'shchita midi aliyah. The law of shchutei chutz has a more chumra, is more strict than the law of burning bachutz. Or the aliyah me ba'shchita, in one shot, the burning bachutz is more chumra than the shchita chutz. That's the pshat. Choyme ba'shchita, shchita has a more chumra, the more strict than the law of shashach and ha'yit chayit. If you take a korban outside and you shecht it for your own use, you think you're not a shecht, you think it's chulim, still you chayis. My friend came, the hamal and the head you thought of. If you take the meat outside and you burn it for your own sake, for you to eat it, then you thought of. We'll see from Sukkim, you only chayis if you shecht it l'shem gevoya bachut. If you burn it l'shem gevoya bachut. If you burn it for your own purpose, you thought of bachut. Now, claim of Aliyah, what's the most strict about Aliyah about burning outside? That Shnayim Shachas of Basakim, the Shachas of Purim. That two people take the knife and check the korban together by Chutz Kapeta. We'll see a passage. That taking Achas of the Eva, two people take hold of the Eva, Zalu, and they bring it outside and burn it outside. Chayavim, even though they do it together, still the Chayim, there's a Chumran Aliyah burning over the Loch of Shutechut. What's going to be Hanna? The chos of the hammer, the chos of the hammer. Is chayiv akul aliyah v'aliyah. You took out a piece of meat of flesh from that set and you burnt it. They say gate. And then you realized it and you forgot and you took out another piece. So each one you chayiv separately. Each one the separate chiyuv chatis, each one separately. These are the words, this is Rabbi Shimon, these are the words of Rabbi Shimon. Where the Yaisim of Yaisi says, and the chayiv erachas, no, since the mice itself from one kovim, the only chayiv one chatis, even though he took out parts at a time, and it was a special hemem, each one, like you forgot, you burnt it, then you remembered, then you forgot again, still, Rabbi Yaisi of the only chayiv one, we'll see more in Gemara. The only chayiv at Yalom and Rosh HaMazbeach. If you also hold where the Yisra Halo is good, only if you burn it on top of the Mizbeach, not the real Mizbeach, but outside the Beis Hamikdash, it has to be on top of something, not just some on the floor. You have to build the Mizbeach Bachutz and burn it there. That's when you chayiv. Rabbi Shimon says no, Afilu Helo Ala Selo, or Yal Evan chayiv, even if you only put it on a small stone, or an Evan, a brick, still you chayiv, lav daf, you have to have a Mizbeach. Anything, any place you burn the kachim b'chutz, you chayav according to Rabbi Shimon. We'll see in the Gemara the way you dash and took him what the machlokes is telling him. Now the Gemara says, "By shemur hamalon lehedyet." To the potter, why do you say if you burn the kachim outside for your own sake, for you to eat it? That your potter, the silk of the potter says, "Lashem." That he says, "Your potter choy moed leivyeno asher says Lashem." Mechlaal the b'yosel Hashem across the medaber. We're talking about now that you're burning it outside, Hashem Hashem, that's when you have the Issa of Halloy Chut. But now if you burn it outside for your own sake, so I'm going to ask the question is so, is Shita Nami, this will be a similar about Shita also. But see, the person says Hashem, so maybe also Yom Yishayi Yishayi Shchut Echut, so do you have a mind to do with the Shem Echovim? Not if you have a mind to do with the Shem yourself. The Lord says no, Shani Yes and Shita is different. Yom Yishayi, the person says, Ish. Mashma, even if you're only shechting for another ish, for your own purpose, still you chayif a shchut echutz. The next question is so, Tabi halo nami, even by burning bachutz also, so the pasuk says, ish. So maybe comes to mind, but even when you're burning it, l'shem an ish for another person, not just when you're burning it, l'shem gevoya. The Torah says, no, the ish by halo, mi boil, I mean it like this, that l'shmayim she'elu, v'yayv rechayavim. It means if two people do it together, still the chayiv, not to teach me the chayiv if you burn it for another ish, but you have to burn it only in the same gevoya, bachutz. But the chiddush ish paranoi is, even if two people do it together, the chayiv. So my earth, yachi is so, say the same thing by shchita. Yachi nami, one of the same thing, me burn it, you know by shchita teach us, the shnayim shach for the second. If two people hold the knife, the shachutu and the shach to call him bachutz, shachayavim. And why don't I say, if this teaches me this, so why does the Mishnah say, you potter? So my answer is, Shani Yes and Shita is different. Yamakor, the Pasuk says, Hahu, meaning Echad Lo Shmayim. That's what it says, Hav Minu, it says, Nichusa, Hay Ish Hahu. It says, Hahu, Mashmon, you want it, Chayi Bashita, not true. So therefore, what's Shani the Pasuk, Ish, it must mean to teach me, that Bashita, even though you're Mechavim, to Shech, the same, another Ish, means for your own private purpose, eat it, By the law of burning also says the word who. So maybe only one person is crying by law, and not two, and use ishten not for two people, but again even if our laws for another person, labdaf you have to be burning the same gavoya. Gemara says no. Who me boiler, it says the extra word of who. It says by halor, by burning,